Making sure that organic is organic. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today.
We've addressed the issue for years. How does an organic farmer keep his crop organic? What with neighboring fields that are not organic, possibly having pollen drift, etc.? This has happened in wheat fields time and time again, and we have had problems selling to Japan and South Korea because GMO wheat was found in their imports. I learned about an entrepreneurial approach to organic hay farming from hay farmer Don Coletta.
We used to farm my hay fields. Now we lease that out to my neighbor who's an organic dairy farmer. We used to raise our own Simmental beef here on our property for a hobby farm, and we did that for approximately 20 years. But as we got out of the beef raising business on our own personal property, our neighbor at the same time was raising Holstein dairy cows for grade A milk, and he converted over to organic dairy farming. Now we rent our hay field to my neighbor. He brings his equipment over here, makes the hay, and he takes it to feed his livestock on his property.
Now, how does he manage the hay so that it guarantees that it's organic?
He had to go through a one-year certification process of making sure that his property and the adjoining properties are compliant for what they consider to be organic farming as far as pesticides, herbicides, and different things like that that people put on their property to make sure that these components don't get into the material that his cows are going to consume.
So that's how you keep organic organic.
Produced by the Ag Information Network.